This is going to hurt me a lot more than it's going to hurt you, the father said to his son just before he spanked him. Famous last words, right? When you were a kid, did you ever feel that your parents were the ones being punished when you received a spanking? When you had done something for which you knew you were going to get a spanking, did you say, oh, that's okay because it's my parents who are going to be punished instead? Probably not. And even if you were never spanked, all of us have been disciplined in some way or another. We had favorite toys or activities taken away from us. We were given extra chores to do. We were put on timeouts. We were grounded, etc. And during the time that discipline was taking place, I don't think that we were thinking of anything but what a rotten thing it was. But what about now as adults? Do we think our parents were wrong in disciplining us? It's easier to see now the benefits of discipline. We learned right from wrong. We learned what was good for us versus what was bad. We learned how to respect others, how to get along with others, etc. When we're looking at things from God's perspective, discipline never stops. Even as adults, we are children. We are God's children. And because God is a loving father, he needs to discipline us at times. And he does this not because he's mean or nasty. God disciplines us for our good. Listen to these words of our text for today from Hebrews chapter 12. For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them. But God disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Thus far the text. When we hear that word discipline, we automatically think of it in negative terms. We probably think of it in terms of punishment. So to us, God's discipline, our Father's discipline, seems bad. As the text said, for the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. And doesn't that make sense that we wouldn't look forward to God's discipline, that we would much rather take a pass on it if we could? I mean, who of us wants to have difficult times in our lives? Are we likely to say to God, yes, Lord, please give me cancer so that I can suffer pain and misery and possibly an excruciating death? Do we ask God to send financial crises into our lives? Do we beg him to bury us in problems in our marriages or other relationships? Do we jump for joy when our plans, our well laid out plans for our lives, just spiral downward out of control? Do we look forward to waking up every day, wondering if our depression is going to be as bad as the day before? God may very well use these types of situations to discipline us. And of course, we don't want to think that God makes all of these things happen. Sometimes he simply uses a difficult situation to discipline us. But it is very easy for us at times to blame God for all the bad things that happen to us, isn't it? That's part of the way our sinful human nature works. If we are in a difficult situation, we encounter something that's hard, we look for blame to assign. We hear that diagnosis of stage 4 cancer, and we blame the doctors, those doctors who didn't catch this earlier. When our investments go down the tubes, we want to blame the person who recommended those investments. You don't get into grad school, and you blame that committee of idiots that was evaluating the candidates. You wake up more depressed than you were the day before, and you blame your roommate for their insensitivity. And ultimately, and unfortunately, many times we throw that blame right at God. He is in control of everything, right? And so if we can't find a person to blame, we blame God. We get angry at him for making our lives miserable. We gripe at him for not answering our prayers for help. We doubt that he really cares about us, his children. Otherwise, why would he do to us what he's doing? We may want to cry out, Lord, don't you understand what you're doing to me? When we get into that mode, when we get into that frame of mind, we need to stop. We need to stop and repent. We need to beg for forgiveness from our Heavenly Father so that he doesn't rightfully send us straight to hell forever. Do not pass go. Do not collect anything but your one-way ticket to perdition. And when we do repent, God forgives us of our sin for the sake of his Son Jesus. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. Indeed, when the Lord disciplines us, when he allows us to be put through difficult situations and difficult tests in our lives, we can't help but focus on the pain, on the hurt. But that pain and hurt are limited. They're limited to this world, to this life. God has a different perspective, one that's sometimes, many times, hard for us to understand, to see. We may think that God's discipline is painful, but God is always looking at the bigger picture. God knows that it's for our good. Think about it. When you're going through a particularly rough time, when our world seems to be crumbling around us and we can't control it, what do we do? What do we as children of God do? We go to our Father. We run to our Father and say, Father, please help us. And what does he do? What does he as our Heavenly Father do? Does he brush us aside and say, go away, kid, you bother me? Absolutely not. He puts his arm around us and he tells us in his word, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. When we are mired in our sin, he reminds us what he did for us in our baptisms, that he washed away all of our sin and death and hell through the life and death and resurrection of his Son, our Savior. He envelops us with his forgiveness. When he comes to us in the Holy Supper and gives us the very body and blood of our Savior to eat and drink. St. Paul said these very familiar words about God's perspective when it comes to the difficult things in this life. He said in Romans 8, we know that God works all things together for our good. Tricky part for us is figuring out what that good is. But God knows. In the text we read, God disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. That's what God wants to happen. That's the good that he wants to happen for us when we go through those difficult times. He wants us to be like him. Now, does that mean that eventually we're going to be just as holy, just as perfect as God is? Yes and no. First off, yes, in a twofold sense. Right now, as God looks at you as a blood-bought and forgiven child, he sees you as perfect because he sees you as having the same perfection that his Son, our Savior, Jesus, has. And yes, eventually, when we go to our true home of heaven, we will be perfect. In the meantime, though, we know that in this life, we're not going to be perfect. We're not going to be completely holy. We know that God is going to continue to discipline us, to make us stronger, to make us rely on him more and more. And it's always going to be a struggle because we tend to concentrate on the pain instead of the gain. By God's grace, take his perspective on all of the difficulties of this life. God disciplines us for our good. Amen.